Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, I don't want to sound too cheesy, but y'all, that was the stuff that dreams were made of last night. Like, the scenario that y'all dream of running through your mind as a kid, playing hoops in the driveway, game one, NBA Finals, down by one with the ball in your hands, a couple of seconds left on the clock, and then you sink a perfect shot to win the game. We've already seen that happen, what, 3 times now with Tyrese Halliburton?
Four.
Four coming into this.
Four,
and now
in this playoffs alone, he is having one of the most unprecedented runs of any player we've ever seen in NBA playoff history. And we have spent the past week, no matter who has been in here, talking about the Pacers being a team that have a chance in this series. And all of like the Thunder are going to win in 5. And I was just like, look, if the Thunder are going to win, the Thunder are going to win, whatever. They're a great team, and I'm not taking anything away from them.
Yeah.
But this whole idea that, like, we were just going to coronate them, you know, to go full Dennis Green, you know, crown them then. Crown them.
Crown their ass.
Like, it's like they are who we thought they were, kind of a deal, you know? Like, but the Pacers were not just going to be happy to be there. And they are the zombie Pacers. They're the children of the corn, if you will, in Indiana. And they do not die. And doesn't matter, like, the lead got up to, what, 15 in this game?
Yes, that was the highest lead.
And they cut it to 6 in the fourth quarter, and I tweeted out, here they come. And when you're within a couple possessions against this team, they just find a way. And despite turning the ball over, was it 25 times, 19 in the first half.
Unbelievable.
And so many of them, and you know, we talk about pace and the things that the Pacers do, and OKC being a team that thrives in the chaos as well. I don't want to take away from the Thunder because they were doing things to force turnovers and make Indiana uncomfortable. But so many of the first half turnovers, particularly like the early ones from like Obi Toppin has 3 turnovers in basically like the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Like when he gets on the floor, I'm just like, good God, Obi, calm down, dude. So many of them were, you can give the Thunder credit for making Obi be erratic. But I think it was finals nerves. Halliburton, the mic'd up, caught him saying, yeah, I was a little antsy.
Well, neither team's been there before.
Pascal Siakam is really, and Alex Caruso are the only guys that have been there in any real capacity.
And Rick Carlisle.
Yeah. And I'm sure Carlisle's over there to go and look, this is going to be different. Like, this crowd's going to have this juice and all these things. And
I heard him mic'd up say, hey, man, just play your game, guys. Mm-hmm. Just keep shooting your threes. They're not going in right now, but that's okay.
And, you know, when Will was in yesterday, one of the things we talked about, how can the Pacers win this game, win a game or win this series? And I said, they need to win game one. That's the game I think they're going to win if they're going to do this. And because it's going to put OKC on the back foot. And a way that they do that is capitalizing on the thing the Thunder want to, not that they want to give up, but the thing that they're giving up by how they play defense. They pack the paint and they try to really limit drives and they limit good shots at the rim, but they're allowing more corner threes than any team in the NBA in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Pacers were 7 of 9 on corner threes in the second half. They found the thing that they want to do, that they can get to. Obviously, you had some incredible shot-making from Nembhard. Miles Turner banks in a three. Halle hits the 19-foot pull-up, with 0.3 seconds. That's the insane thing about this game. This basketball game is 48 minutes long. For 47 minutes, 59.7 seconds, the Oklahoma City Thunder led the game. The Pacers led the game for 0.3 seconds.
It's all they needed, but it's just unbelievable to actually, like, they had that game, the Thunder did, in a Ziploc bag for 3.5 quarters, essentially. I mean, it wasn't a huge lead, but
They never ran away, which is what the Thunder have done to teams. They just, once they get that lead, it's 10, it's 12, it's 15, it's 20, it's 25, and like, oh, this is over. With the Pacers, that's just not the case. They just find a way, and, you know, we talk about all these turnovers, and watching that game, I'm sitting there going, they're forcing turnovers. They're not scoring because there's so many dead ball turnovers. And it's not, you're able to get back, set your defense. And for all the talk about how good Oklahoma City Thunder's defense is, and it's very good, not enough people were talking about how good the Pacers have been playing defense.
Yeah.
Like the Pacers defensively last night, you take a look at what they were able to do. You just kind of go quarter by quarter. Yeah, it's a 29-20 first quarter, but you had, how many turnovers did they have in the first quarter? Was it 14?
It was, I believe, 13 or 14, and then, yeah, five or six more, 19 total in the
next quarter, 28-25. The next quarter, 31-28. The next quarter, 35-25. You know what the Thunder did not have one of? A single 30-point quarter. The number three offense in the NBA. And we talked about this all week, and it's how good the Thunder are. But there's really only one guy for the Thunder who can get and create a shot every single time down the floor, and that's SGA. And he's very good at it. And people are kind of being critical, I think, of him tonight, like from last night, taking too many shots.
I mean, I feel like that was kind of all Oklahoma City had, was SGA getting those looks.
The Pacers were going to say, we're not going to let the other guys. And that was the discussion we had yesterday. Which version do the Pacers go with? Do they force SGA to be the entirety of the offense and let him get his, get 38 on 30 shots? Like, from just a math perspective, everybody's like, oh, that's too many shots. It's like, 38 on 30 shots is fine. Like, do you want better? Sure. But you're averaging more than a point per possession on a shot. That's okay. Like, it's not great, but that's okay when you're talking about a volume guy. But nobody else shows up for him last night. Nobody else with any consistency. Chet was bad.
I mean, he only played 23 minutes. And actually, really quickly, Mark Daigneault only using him 23 minutes. Isaiah Hartenstein, not that much more than him, or possibly even a little bit less. Like, it makes me wonder why you didn't interchange two of your best weapons, especially on the defensive end. Was it because you have that comfortable enough lead to where you don't think you have to make a difference or a change to make a difference on what's happening in the court?
That was the other thing we kind of talked about this week, was traditionally, as the playoffs go on, teams get bigger. They play bigger lineups. The Thunder kind of buck that trend and they play smaller. Now they came in with the first adjustment before the game even starts. Cason Wallace gets the start. So okay, that's how they're gonna go about this. Wallace is a hell of a defender. He's probably a better, more consistent offensive option than Caruso. I would have if I'm OKC and I'm Mark Daigneault, I'm probably looking at trying to get Caruso's minutes up more in game two, because he just does stuff. Even if the quote unquote the shooting isn't there, I probably want Caruso on the floor a little bit more, just because he's just better than Kaysen. That's the period, point blank.
And you have made that adjustment game two, or if like something didn't work and you didn't see what you wanted out of Caruso? Like, I feel like Daigneault made that switch a little too early. You responded to the Pacers before you even played them. Essentially,
I think that's kind of what the Thunder have done though. That's kind of who they are. They play all these lineups. What was really interesting is you take a look at how many guys played. I mean, you got five starters, you got six guys off the bench. Now, Kenrich Williams only played the one possession, but so you just say five. So they went 10 deep. Meanwhile, the Pacers go 10 deep in an NBA Finals in game one. Both coaches threw a lot against the wall, and I thought that was really interesting because both these coaches are guys who make pretty quick adjustments, but typically you don't see this kind of thing in the NBA Finals. So which direction does this go? How much, you know, as much as everybody's talking today about, well, if the Thunder just do this, this, and this, and I'm like, what happens if the Pacers take care of the ball? Is this even a game? Do the Pacers run them out of the building if they take care of the ball?
I mean, nobody's taking care of the ball, though, against Oklahoma City.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But are you going to turn it over 25 times? This is a team that does not turn the ball over. And you can say, yes, Oklahoma City is great at doing that and turning a team over. Let's say the Pacers go out there and they have a 12 turnover game, because the big difference tonight, or excuse me, tonight, last night, 82 shots to 98 shots. You're plus 16 in total field goal attempts. You are plus 3 in free throw attempts, 24 to 21. The only place that the Pacers had the advantage is in three-point shooting, and boy, was it huge. 11 of 30 for the Thunder, 18 of 39. So when the Pacers weren't turning the ball over, they were busy shooting 48, 46, 70. Meanwhile, the Thunder, even with all those additional possessions, shoot under 40% from the field, under 37% from the three-point line with lesser volume, but being more efficient at the free throw line. So if you give the Pacers back 10 possessions here, and you continue the way they were shooting, this game's a blowout. So as much as everybody's sitting there like, oh, if you're OKC, you've got to be like, you're not happy with the loss, but you just go, hey, look, we just got to capitalize on those points off turnovers. You flip that on its head, though. What if you aren't able to turn them over? What if the Pacers now have the jitters out of the way, and the Pacers are the team that are going out there, and their defense is dictating terms, and they're making making somebody else other than SGA beat them, and they're like, fine, we're going to live with that. So that's you know, the mark of, you know, coming into this, like, oh, you know, it's small markets and all this, and it's the Thunder are going to win and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, instead, you got some of the best basketball. It was one of the best NBA Finals games I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, that was hands down. I mean, I could not get my jaw off the floor after that final shot by Halliburton. I was just like, that did not just happen for a fifth time again. Like, this is why I watch sports. My wife and I, man, it is so much fun just to watch a team or a game with two teams you don't have a rooting interest for, really, because you really get to enjoy the feel and the vibe of what happened last night. And none of us expected that. And I don't know. It was a pretty broken performance, I would say, by Tyrese Halliburton to that point. Pascal Siakam actually led the Pacers in points with 19. Talked about Obi Toppin hitting some of those threes, 17 total points, 5 three-pointers, and a couple of those corner threes. Yeah, that made the difference for the Pacers. But I will say, Miles Turner at 15, by the way. Halliburton and Nembhard each had 14. Halliburton did hit a couple of threes in the first half that seemed to keep the Pacers just right there. Yeah. Like, they were down by 10.
That's what they do.
Yeah, and then, oh, okay, they're down by 7. It's okay. And they just kind of kept the Oklahoma City Thunder from being able to stretch that lead out. And Danny, I want to continue to talk about that, but more so talk about the impact that Rick Carlisle had on the game and examine what both teams are going to do going forward to try to make any adjustments. Have a lot of questions about that crazy NBA Finals game. Also going to talk about what Adam Silver said on NBA expansion before the NBA Finals started last night. So we'll get to both of those things coming up in the rest of the 12 o'clock hour. But first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.